Good morning, and thank you for that song. It seems to me that we Seventh-day Adventists know about enough about eschatology to sometimes be a little bit dangerous. You know what I mean? It's well and good to know what is coming down the pike, because that's an important part of what Bible prophecy is all about. But when you get to the place where you know more about what is coming than you know about who is coming, it can really mess you up. You know what I mean? That was the experience I had growing up. I'm a third-generation Seventh-day Adventist. I grew up in a classic Adventist home. My parents took us three kids to Sabbath school and church each week. We were in Pathfinders. We went to the Adventist school. We went to the Adventist camp every summer. Whenever an evangelist came through town, we were there at the meetings. And there on the screen, the evangelist would flash those pictures of those frightening beasts. And we would see those prophetic timetables. And my mouth just dropped open because I said to myself, wow, Jesus is coming soon. When I was in the seventh grade, I think it was, there was a book that came out by Mary Kay McLeod called Now. And I would read that book and I would vividly imagine what it will be like to live through those last days. And then one day I went to school and our teacher read the statement how only 1 in 20 is prepared to face the final crisis. I looked around my schoolroom and there were 20 of us kids in that room. So you can imagine how unsettling that was to us. I graduated from the elementary school, went on to the boarding academy, and our dean would keep a newspaper there in the parlor. I'd read the paper day by day. I read stories of wars and rumors of wars, and I go up to my room and I just get sick to my stomach because I was scared. I knew Jesus was coming, and I wasn't sure I was ready. We'd have a week of prayer speakers who would come on campus, and they'd reach right into our hearts, and they'd make the appeal, and they would say, you know, if Jesus were to come tonight, would you be ready? And all I could do was sigh, I sure hope so. I was one messed up, insecure kid. Now, there were some other kids on our campus who had a peace and a security and confidence about them, and so I started talking to them. I said, what do I have to do to get what you've got? And they said, you should go to Bible camp. So the next fall, I signed up for Bible camp. When the appointed day came, I got on the bus and we went up into the hills to Camp Cedar Falls. And there are about 200 of us Adventist kids from across Southern California spent a whole weekend. We sang our hearts out. We got together and prayed. But the most insignificant thing that we did was break into small groups where we studied the book of Romans. And there, all the pieces came together for me. Jesus became very real to me. And I knew that with Jesus in my heart, I had everything I needed. I knew all of heaven was mine, and I didn't have to worry about it or be uptight or scared or work hard for it. Well, I went home, and I began to spend some time with Jesus every single day. Read my Bible. I prayed, and one day as I was spending my time with Jesus, I ran across these fascinating lines in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. There it says, and this is the testimony God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Wow, when I read those words, it changed my life, because it assured me as long as I had the who of the second coming figured out, the what would take care of itself. Eternal life is ours in Jesus Christ. And that's a quantifiable kind of thing. We are going to be able to count those years of eternity as they roll on and on and on. But what's more, it's a qualitative kind of thing, because it impacts the quality of our life right here and now with joy and peace and confidence and assurance that carries us through our days and on into eternity. Now here in the passage, the Apostle John gets right to the heart of things when he tells us here that this life is in His Son. That tells me something very important here. That is, if my whole focus in life is on this life is all I will ever get. Also, it seems to me that if my entire focus is on the assurance of eternal life, I might not get it. But if my focus is on Jesus and knowing Jesus as my friend and Savior, then every good gift He has to give me is mine as well. All eternity is mine, and I am secure because He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son does not have life. Simply, that means if we have Jesus Christ in our lives, we have the assurance of eternal life. If we don't have Jesus in our lives, it simply isn't ours, no matter how sincere or hardworking we might be. Well, today, we have the opportunity to celebrate this eternal life that is ours in Jesus Christ. Today, we have the opportunity to celebrate that by gathering around the table of our Lord to celebrate communion. And as we celebrate together today, we will wash each other's feet. And with that will come the assurance that we are right with God. Our sins have been washed away. With that will come the assurance that we are right with each other and that our hearts have been prepared to gather around the table of our Lord and celebrate what Jesus has done for us. As we partake of the bread and as we drink the juice, we will celebrate the assurance that we have one who satisfies our spiritual hunger and our spiritual thirst, that every good thing is ours in Jesus Christ. So today, I invite you to celebrate the blessed assurance. And with Jesus in our hearts, we will have a joy, we will have peace, we will have confidence, we will have the assurance to live today and to live forever in the gift that Christ has given us. Let us pray together. Father God, how grateful we are for the assurance of salvation that is ours in Jesus. We don't have to be afraid. We can live in quiet confidence and joy, knowing that everything is cared for and that we are going through. Now, as we separate to wash each other's feet, and as we come together again to gather around your table, may your joy and your assurance fill our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we will separate to wash each other's feet. The gentlemen will meet in the junior room right here. The next room will be for the ladies. And in the multi-purpose room, we'll have a place for families who would like to celebrate together. I encourage you to take this precious time for fellowship, for ministering to each other, for heart preparation. And then if you would make your way back into the sanctuary, we will have the seats marked, and you can find yourself a place to sit, and we will gather around God's table to celebrate communion. Let's separate at this time.